Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ukubekezela ipatience is the fruit of the spirit, bazalwane bahlabelela ngayo la unathi kanye nonkanyeso bethi ngobekezela ihambe kanjalo back to back ngiqale ngodoni McClacken at stand walandela noma yalandela isowethu spiritual Soweto gospel choir bethe tepa tapelo yebo kunamandla emkhulekweni ngakho izwi lithi khuleka ungaphezi isikhathi ke sithi 25 after 3 o'clock njoba ngithembisile ukuthi kulesi sigaba ngizobe nginobaba uAnthony Ntobeko Peter ngibona amagama awu 3 la angiboni the second name or the surname. Hey, usengazosichazela ke ubaba uAnthony ya ungumbhali walencwadi ethi Breaking Free from the Shackles of Financial Slavery. Babu Ntobeko, sawubona.
Siyabona sesiwahle.
Unjani?
Sikhona sisi kunjani kuni?
Hayi, nathi siphilile akhonto. Siyambonga uJehova.
Amen.
Ngokuthi asigcine ya njengoba singena enyangeni entsha. Hey, lenyanga le phetho okukhulu baba.
Kakhulu.
Uzwile ikhulumi zisho omunye athi season of birthing.
Oh my God.
Omunye athi uthi this is a new season. Hey,
yes.
So asazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu siphatheleni kule season entsha kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi uphethe nje ibusiso uphethe nje okuhle. Ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya.
Ngiyabonga sisibahle. Manibingelele emakhaya kubalaleli abahle be Radio Pulpit. Ngegama lika Jesu ngithi ngiyabona.
Amen. Ungasabi ukuthetha. Siyathetha la ekhaya siyakhuluma riyabulela. We talk, we practice. Sikhuluma nje 11 official languages zala eNingizimu Afrika.
Yes.
Uyabona umsakazo nje lo okuthi hey sibusekile ukuthi sibe nawo. Ngoba awukho yazi babu Ntobeko. Awukho umunye umsakazo okhuluma 11 official languages, only Radio Pulpit.
I'm blessed. I'm really blessed to be here.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Sizoxoxa ngale ncwadi yakho. But before sikhulume kabanzi ngayo,
okay.
Mhlambe nje i background ka baba uNtobeko ngubani? Ya uphuma phi uzalwa kuphi?
Manibonge sisibahle. Before ndinikeza i-background yami sisibahle, let me just share quickly into yenzeke between yesterday and today.
Yeah.
I'm in this group whereby it's composed from apostle to pastors, everybody. So the preaching yesterday was about rebirth and closing the month of mothers.
Yeah.
Today is my rebirth because I was born this month.
Oh my
yes.
goodness.
So I'm starting my journey.
Yeah.
In this radio station. So I feel so very much blessed, sisibahle.
Ha.
Yes, I am. I also attended this powerful launch of a book yesterday.
Yeah.
By Pastor Bishop Manyike, which is titled Love is a Decision. I was so blessed for me today to come here and share my book with that kind of message with what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
I feel I'm out of this world.
Wow.
Sisibahle uNtobeko Anthony Peter uzalelwe eKomani, which is in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
Usebenzi ufundile wagqibezela matric yakhe eGobsana, waya eUniversity of South Africa wafumana degree yakhe, wasebenza kumining industry, wasebenza kwa National Department of Public Works as a assistant director. But uAnthony Ntobeko Peter has been demolished. Anthony Ntobeko Peter has been destroyed because he lost everything. I never thought that kuzawubakho isikhathi uba ngihlala izinyanga or iminyaka ningahlangani nomndeni wami. But this is the journey that I have to take. And this is the journey and isitshela ukuthi I must be in peace with it. This is the journey that drove me ukuthi ndibhale le ncwadi ndibhalile. So le ncwadi ndibhalile is my journey. I'm not a financial expert, but I'm sharing my journey, which I believe through this book, many people's life will be changed as well.
You are sharing your experience.
Definitely, this is
wow. Yeah.
Babu
Ntobeko si siyajabula kakhulu ukuthi sibe nawe njengoba ngishilo ke phambilini ukuthi lukhulu sizokufunda la.
Yes.
Manje your surname ubani uPeter?
Isename nguPeter.
Oh.
I'm sure abazali bami babifuna oba umkhulu babifuna iID so they have to use an English name.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So ngiyayibona ke ukuthi ibuya kuphi le ndaba.
Right.
Okay, asithathe ikhefu nje kancane bese ke siyaqhubeka. Go dabalwethu
sitshele ukuthi ucabangani sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho ungasithinta ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele i WhatsApp ku 0826572729 Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.com. .co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day.
Nazo ungaphuthelwa 28 September it is bazalwane. It's a date asihlanganeni e Sunbet Arena abase Cape Town hozani e Grand West Arena. Siletha uIsrael Houghton eningizimu Afrika. Yeah, wow. Sizodumisa naye bazalwane. So, yenze siqiniseke sokuthi ungena ku Ticket Pro website and then bese utype 30 years of worship. Yilapho ke uthola khona your ticket. Ongena ku website ye Radio Pulpit, uzothola i link ezokufaka ke la uzokwazi ukuthenga lelo ticket ko 499 rand. Cabanga. Dr. Rebecca Malope, Pastor Soli Mahlangu, Soweto Spiritual Singers. Yay! Zizobe zibuya.
Yeah.
Babu Ntobeko.
Yes.
Sesiyamazi uzalwa Eastern Cape.
Yes.
Wafika ngala eGoli nawe uthi uzogubha igolide. Hey, waligubha legolide. Kodwa izinto ezahamba ngenye izathatha enye off ramp okade ungayilindelanga.
Definitely.
You know, impilo injalo. You know, inamagongqongqo nje wayo. Sometimes siyaplana kodwa uNkulunkulu yena bese athi angifuni uhambe ngalendlela mina nayi le engifuna ukuthi uhambe ngayo.
Yes.
And you know ngaleso sikhathi kuba buhlungu ngoba awuka understand ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukuyisa kuphi.
Amen.
But lapho izinto manje ziqala zibonakala noma zibonakaliseka. So uyabona ukuthi oh uNkulunkulu bekafuna ukungikhipha kule comfort zone.
Yes.
Because kunalokho okubhiga okubetha ukuthi ukuplanele kona.
Yes.
Naku kwamanje ubhale incwadi ukuthi nje kube ngalendlela kube ngayo empilweni azange kukwenze ukuthi ubambeke izandla ubambeke ingqondo and then ungasabi namaphupho. O ubone impilo yakho iqhubekela phambili.
Yes.
You know when it comes to my finances indaba ukuthi le ngathi i critical kakhulu.
Yes.
Especially uma ungubaba, you know, uyazi ukuthi umndeni wakho ubheke wena to be a provider. And then bese ke kuthiwa umsebenzi nawo uphelile. Phela lokho yazi nje kuba kuvele kube emnyama. Ngoba uyazi ukuthi akusena income. And then kusho ukuthi ama finances nje kuzobheda
kunjalo
yonke indawo.
Yes.
So ubhale lencwadi and then usho ukuthi ubhale nangama experiences wakho.
Yes, it's right.
Breaking free from the shackles of financial slavery.
Okay.
So yini ke inspirele to write this book.
You know what inspired me is bahle thina as a community abantu abamnyama or i communities yase South Africa we are not encouraged ukuthi sikhulume ngezinkinga zezimali.
Yeah,
because you are told ukuthi indoda ayikhali, you're not supposed to go out there and talk. So from my experiences I thought ukuthi no man, let me write this book because the problem starts small and the fact that ungakhulumi ngayo it grows bigger.
Yeah.
And if ubukhulumile le problem yakho izokhona ukusolveka. And I'm trying to change the mentality ukuthi we must not speak about our finances. Sizokhuluma ngazo only when we are successful. Here am I'm saying I've been demolished, totally demolished, losing everything. I'm not staying with my family currently. Must I go ngizifihle or must I go out there so that ngizokhona usizana nabanye abantu? Because mina I've gone through this journey.
Yeah.
And I'm still part of that journey. Hence I decided to write this book, which is saying Breaking Free from the Shackles of Financial Slavery. When I came with this title, I don't know ukuthi ize kanjani sisibahle, but it just came. Ndikhumbula one day ngise taxini. I show this book to a young girl. Athi yena mayibheki title athi no mina anihlangani nalencwadi because anginamatyala. Then I had to explain to her ukuthi look at the title. This book is not about somebody onamatyala. This is the book that talks about umuntu onamatyala nomuntu onemali who is a slave. Because mawungenamali, you are a slave in your finances. Mawunemali whereby it end up ikohlula nami nomndeni wakho, it end up usenza izinto ezirongo because unicabanga ukuthi unemali eningi. You are a slave in your finances. So I'm trying to address that problem.
Manje ke kule ncwadi siyayithola i solution.
Sisibahle kule ncwadi into engenzile, I'm first looking at the grassroots of a problem.
Yeah.
Because izincwadi eziningi they try to advise ukuthi mawunemali. Then incwadi noma awunamali, you must read this book. Noma unemali you must read it because I look at the root cause of a problem. I come with a solution. And also there are some other activities that will help you to address your financial problems.
Aus anphekele yona kancane hayi yonke angithi sifuna ukuthi bayithole but umuntu athi uyazi lokhu ubaba akushilo athi ukubhalile kule ncwadi ngiyafuna ukuthi ngiyithole ngibe nayo and ngizokwazi ukuthi ngifunde better uma kuza kuma finances. Aus anphekele yona.
Ngiyabonga sisibahle.
Yeah.
There are four things engizama ukuzi unpacka kule ncwadi.
Yeah.
Number one, ngama habits. Siyayazi ukuthi masikhula thina abantu bamnyama especially.
Yeah.
Sikhule abazali bethu bangasitshela ukuthi imali mawuphethe imali kufuneka ukuthi wenze kanjani. So I'm trying to address ama habits. Secondly, I'm trying to address ama attitudes. Because uthi mawunemali usicabangela ukuthi ubetter kunabanye abantu, wenza izinto ezenza ukuthi wena ubabhekele phansi abanye abantu.
Yeah.
So those are habits that at the end of the day is like destroy.
I'm
also trying to bring issue ukuthi i financial education, basic financial education. Thina ekhulweni esikolweni uyile zange ufundise ukuthi imali yakho mawunemali yenza kanjani. Nama usebenza kunama workshop enziwayo for zonke lezi zinto ama disciplinary on how to handle ama clients, but when it comes to your finances akukhona umuntu okufundisayo. Number 4, we have taken God out of our money, forgetting ukuthi imali kuthiwa igolide nesilver ezami. So if we bring God back to our money, it will give us amandla ukuthi si enjoy imali siphetheyo. Those are the four things that I'm trying to address ngale ncwadi. Yes.
Uma kuza ngokufundiswa ngendaba yemali, iresponsibility kabani? Esikoleni noma ekhaya?
Iqale ekhaya sisibahle.
Yeah.
Because as a child, ma unikeza ingane mhlawumbe unikeza R10, you need to check ukuthi uma unikeza le R10 at the end of the day isekhona esele or uzoya shop until iphela le mali. So education is start ekhaya. Then kufuze ukuthi ihambe esikolweni iye kuma tertiary if kuma tertiary nala usebenza khona. But yona iqale ekhaya. And the most painful part ukuthi if you ignore eqala ekhaya mase ukukhulile iyabuya lento kanti is starting from where it started. When ucabanga ukuthi no these are your mistakes or whatever, but kangufunde growing up. So I'm trying to address that problem. Yes, it's right.
So when from your experience imapi amaphutha oye wayenza when it comes to your finances?
Like I'm saying, I'm a happy. Growing up mina ngihleli nabazali whereby ubona maybe kuphuma imali kuyokuthengwa akhangi kuhlalwe phansi ukuthi no let's make a budget, let's plan, this is what is going to happen. So I'm coming from that background. So nami mangikhula I did not budgeting was not something that uyayicabanga. Unemali, you do what you need to do. So londo yenze ukuthi nami ndizibone ndikulenkinga. I took some decisions which I felt ukuthi at the end of the day nawo ayidlalile role ukuthi nibeke isituation enkuyo.
Yeah.
The community, idlalile roles. We are coming from a situation yokuthi kuthiwa you have been bewitched. So you take that thing and put it in your mind, something that will make you do a lot of mistakes or ignore ezinye izinto with that mind ukuthi no, I've been bewitched. People know that I've been bewitched. So ibuyisela umuva lo nto leyo. So I took some wrong business decisions. So which I'm trying to address now ukuthi okay, mawuphethe imali, you cannot just decide ukuthi you will start a business ungakhanga utrain, ungakhanga attend ama seminars how to start a business izinto ezinjalo. So those are some of the mistakes that I took. And serious, the business decision that I took whereby you want to branch out, but awukabikho well established. Because you feel what now you are at the correct platform, then it will destroy you.
Yeah, nginokubona abanye, I don't know kwabanye ngesinskhathi kuyabasebenzela, kwabanye akubasebenzeli.
Yes, it's bad.
Like uthola umuntu mhlambe uyasebenza and then athi ay mina ngiya resigna.
Yes.
Aphume emsebenzini, ne?
Yes, it's right.
And then bese athi ngizothatha le mali ngiyoqala i-business.
Yes.
Ne? And then bese ke uyayiqala leyo business.
Yes, yes, it's right.
Within 6 months uthola ukuthi ayisebenzi leyo business and uthathile imali u-invest ngayo ku-the business.
Yes.
Yes. So when what is your advice? Uqala ibusiness usasebenza and then ime iqine or ku advisable ukuthi uma ubona ngathi ngoba kunabanye abantu bathi angikhuli ngiseloko ngisebenza la ngisebenza khona ngina 20 years akuna growth akuna anything.
Yes,
so ingakho afika kuleyo decision ukuthi ithi ngithathe imali zami and then ngiyoyiqalela into yami.
Okay, thanks Sibahle. In my book there I've got to chapter 6 okhuluma ngalonto othi starting a business due to financial pressure. So in this chapter ngizama ukutshela ukuthi you cannot decide ukuthi today you want to start a business. It's a process. It start as you are growing up. You need to make sure ukuthi your financial background is right. Awukho ku credit bureau blacklisted. You need to save before you start a business. Like I've said, you need to attend ama seminars how to start a business. Ungathi ngokubona ukuthi uphethe imali or uyasebenza unenkingi ukuthi no yithi ngithatha imali yami I start a business. I will advise you today, don't do that. It's gonna kill you, because like you are saying, this but 6 months down the line the business boom, it falls down because you did not have the passion to start that business. You did not have the training to start a business. Yes, you had money, but this money initially it was not to start a business, but now because you feel ukuthi you can start a business, that's why people fail. So mina ngizo advise ukuthi you don't start a business before u correct your financial ukuthi u blacklisted or not blacklisted. You need to attend those seminars.
Hey, and manje uyabona sokungene labo ma two pots retirement system. Hey, abantu nje bana ama views ahlukahlukile ngayo. Yeah, but I believe ukuthi you know ku lesisikhathi esiphila kusona kwamanje izinto azikho lula, you know.
Yes.
Izinto zi very expensive.
Yes.
And uma nje njoba usho ukuthi uma ungayenza i decision and kwaba a wrong decision, uthola ukuthi iyomosha impilo yakho yonke ukuthi u recover futhi.
Yes.
I don't know. And you know, most of the time uthola ukuthi mhlambe vele uyahlala emsebenzini for years and years ngaleso sikhathi so ukhulile, and you know, so ku late ukuthi mhlambe ungaqala ezinye izinto, though ngihlezi ngizwa abantu bathi akukho late to start whatever ufuna ukuyiqala. Yebo, khona kuyiqiniso, but namandla ayakhuluma angithi ukuthi into kanje ungayiqala mhlambe uneminyaka engaka, and then 5 years down the line kuyokusebenzela yini ukuthi mhlambe uyiqale le yonto ngaleso sikhathi, ne? And ukhulume ngendaba yama habits.
Yes, that's right.
So amaphi futhi amanye ama habits agcina ayenza abantu babe ngama slavery when it comes to ama finances?
Ama habits is bahle, if you can start today ukuthi uzoboleka imali komachonisa, uzoboleka imali maybe ku family members, it becomes a habit, into ozofuna uphila ngayo leyo.
Oh.
And it's something that will catch up with you.
Yeah.
Because like you are saying, masongene entweni is very painful and difficult to get out of it, because it has become a habit.
Yeah.
Yes, you can unlearn the habits, but it's not very easy. It's very painful. So going around borrowing money, going around siya komachonisa, it's a habit that is building on in your life. Ungasave, ukungapleni, it becomes a habit. Then the mouth senses in, you just do things by chances because you did not plan for it.
Yeah.
Izophumelela or ayizophumelela because you did not plan for it.
Yeah. And le yokuboleka, because ngesinye isikhathi uyaboleka uyobhadela omunye.
Kunjalo.
Uyaboleka futhi uyobhadela omunye. So ubuyele emuva, awuyiphambili. And kusho ukuthi mo wenza njalo ayikho into ongayisave, even no one rent angeke ukwazi ukumsave ngoba uyathatha la uyokhokhela omunye. So ama habits okumele siwa avoid lawo.
Yes, it's right.
So avoid kanjani? Mhlawumbe umuntu uthi ay mina umholo wami mncane, I can't even ngisave.
Yes, it's
right. Nokubhajeta nje kunzima.
Yeah, I think the best thing is we must live within our means. Yes, so it require a planning. We azazi ukuthi maybe ufumana 3000 a month. So whatever you do, funeka uyenze within this 3000. Because the moment usenza ngapha ko 3000, surely you are forced ukuthi uhambe yokwenza ama loans. You will start uyenze ema banks.
Yeah.
And then at a point awukhona ubhatala ema banks, then you become blacklisted. Now you are forced ukuthi uhambe yeko machonisa. Now you are going deeper and deeper kulama problems. So the best thing is you must live within your means. You must try to plan. Maunge nayo today does not mean ukuthi sozibe ungabi nayo totally. You will have it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you just need to have patience. That is one of the things that will help you, to have patience and plan.
And yes, plan, right. Planning, yeah, ibalulekile kakhulu. Asithathe nje elincane ikhefu, babu Ntobeko, mhlambe lapha ekhaya banemibuzo, banama comment, iingcingo zivuliwe bazalwane, ungathumela ne voice note nge WhatsApp ku 0826572729, ungathumela nange Telegram ku the same number, noma u SMS ku 37871.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Uyayixoxa indaba la uJames Fortune ekanye noFia nanoma ke kunzima kungahlangani kuma finances wakho trust uNkulunkulu. Eish, and njengoba kwamanje sibheke kuma festive, I know ukuthi siyaqala stress babu Ntobeko, siyaqala stress ubheke abantwana ubheke ekhaya ukuthi ngabe izoba khona yini injabulo and uma uthi ubheka yo salary uma uthi uyabheka kuma savings
akunalutho
akunalutho mhlambe nje kukhona kade ukusavile and then you know sometimes kuba khona izinto ezi emergency ezenzakalayo nje
unexpected
uyawathatha wonke lama savings wakho uwafaka la ngoba kungekho kunye ongakwenza noma la ungathola khona usizo so ngezinye zezinto esihlangabezana nazo empilweni but ngiyamthanda la umhlabeleli uthi nanoma uhlangabezana nama storms
oh my god
mtrust uNkulunkulu ngoba akusiyena uNkulunkulu othulayo akusiyena uNkulunkulu obukayo nje bese athi ayi uzozibonela uyena oyifakile lapho cha uNkulunkulu othi ngizokhipha ngizokutakula kulobo bunzima obhekane nakho and siyabonga ukuthi zikhona incwadi esifana nale oyibhalile babu Ntobeko ukuthi sizosizana ekutheni uma kuza eyimalini sithola ubuhlakani ukuthi sikwazi ukuyisebenzisa le mali ngendlela ezosiza ukuthi sikwazi ukuphila a good life ngoba uNkulunkulu ufuna siphile a good life
definitely
uyazi asilethanga la emhlabeni excuse me ukuthi sizohlupheka uNkulunkulu ufuna nje sibe nenjabulo and you know uma unayo injabulo uyakwazi ukuthi umpraise uNkulunkulu ene kuphume kuphi ngaphakathi kujulene kwenhliziyo yakho
definitely
okay ukhulume la ngama habits uthi ama habits wokuboleka and another habit yini esingayi avoider
like I've said sis bahle ama habit if you started working and then our saver it becomes a habit ukuthi awu saver for iskhati or for the rest of your life ama habits wokuthi when we raise our kids singabafundisi izinto ze rights as a right financially.
Yeah.
So ngama habit efuneka swa avoid. We need to start planning from now on. We are talking from experience ukuthi thina ngama habit esikhule ngawo, ngama habit which we saqhubekeka ngawo empilweni, ngama habits now which we are trying ukuthi swasuse and it's never gonna be easy sisibahle. So mina my advice abantwini ukuthi we must try. Unfortunately habit is something that oyibheka komunye umuntu. We must be a good example kwezingane zethu kwe community to senze izinto ezirayithi ezizobuilda i country yethu ne nation yethu in future.
Wow. And ama attitude okumele si I don't know good bad attitude ibabi.
ama attitude sisibahle like you started working mawusebenza uthi yeah I will show them now ukuthi ngiyasebenza. Ubekile next door they've got this wall which is very high wena ukabina mali just because you want to prove this point so senza ibonda elifuna ukudlula leli la next door ufuna ufakela ama room adlula leli or ubona umngane wakho uhamba ngemoto yes usebenza naye la kule radio station nihodi imali efanayo uthi no ngeze usisibahlambe ngemoto mina ningahambi ngemoto not knowing ukuthi what else osisibahle eyenza ukuthi athenge le moto so those are habits and khuluma ngawo or lapha kini I mean ama attitude lapha kini usitshela ukuthi nguwe osebenzayo everything yenzwa la ekhaya bazozwa mina those are bad attitudes they will never bless you instead they will curse you ekameni mean, kwesikhathi uthola ukuthi hayi man kwenzekane bomini bami izinto azihlangani it's because of the attitude abantu babhekela phansi those are bad attitudes mawune imali ukuthi wena uzicabanga ukuthi ungcono kunabanye abantu We need to change that kind of attitudes.
Nama family sinawo ngesinye isikhathi ngingawa blame mina ngoba
yes
uma uza ubahle unje abanye ba driver le imoto zamagama abanye ba drive imoto eyiphezulu and wena uyeza ngejorkoki yakho nje engasho lutho mhlambe kuba nama family gatherings or family meetings
okay
uma uthi ukhuluma izwi nje abakuzwa
awumamelwa abakuzwa next
abakuzwa ngoba who's bahle you understand
yes
and then kuze lo munye okuthi uhlala le kuma suburbs you know driver le imoto title yakhe emsebenzini status sakhe nje lapha ya
yes
you know noma ngakhulumi into enza isense but because of lezi nto anazo bazovuma yonke into
definitely this is why
so uyabona ukuthi nayo i family sometimes i unfair
it is so that's why wena ungumuntu you must live inside out not outside in monga influencewa izinto ezenzeka ngaphandle ba right mabazikhuluma izinto abazikhulumayo as long as ba wena utshela ukuthi ufuna ukwenza into e right. That is what I'm saying. Ungabheka omunye umuntu uphila wena impilo ezoba right for wena. Yazwisisa. Yes, ama families ayas destroy ngemicabango enjalo bakubhekela phansi bona first, but wena cabangela ifuture yakho yenzwa ku right okufuza ukuthi uyakwenza for yourself, not for anybody else.
Lalelo Pastor Babsi uthini? Uthi hi sister, we also need to stop borrowing people money. Hey, okay. It's a bad habit because if they don't pay, you are stuck with the debt.
Okay.
Zenzeka lezo uthola ukuthi mhlambe abanye banokuthi mebangena ku relationship.
Yes.
Uthole maybe usisi athi yazini kunento ngifuna kuyenza and nginida i amount engaka yemali ngicela ungiloanele.
Okay.
Angene lo athathe i loan.
Yes, it's
fine. And then abhadele only 2 months.
Okay.
And then le loan kumele uyibhadele for 36 months.
Yes, that's right.
So kusho ukuthi uyosala ngalesikweleti ngoba sibiza ngawe. So ngiyacabanga ukuthi ngezinye izinto lezi asiqaphelisa zona ukuthi it's a bad habit. Ngoba nakho kuyakustakisa o mhlambe ubudgetile ukuthi inyanga yami ihamba kanje ibudget yakhe ihamba ngo 4000 and then uyeza ubahle uboleka u 2000 already sekakhiphile ku budget.
Okay. On that one, I've got a chapter which is saying your finances in regard to your relatives and friends. Ngizovumelana naye, angizovumelana naye based on the fact that if family, you are there for each other during bad times and good times. And also I'm saying in this chapter, it must not be asked ukuthi because you are my family, you must help me. Funeka sisizane ma. Isikhathi sivuma ukuthi masizane but you must not make it your point ukuthi manje usisibahle every time anenkinga nzayo yakuye funeka nisize but at the point because we must also be careful ubuntu bethu our humanity we must not destroy it umuntu uma ubona ukuthi really unenkinga you must help that person yes
okay nayo lelo kungelinye iphuzu elibalekile ngoba yebo singumdeni siyadingana and singumdeni kumele sisizane. Yeah. Okay, I think thathe ikhefu la bese sizolalela nansi ivoice note.
Okay. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, any place. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
Now umbuzo la uza ngo sis Nompumelelo ungale eSoweto sis Nompumelelo asiza umbuzo wakho.
Hello sis Bahle, Ngithanda ukwazi ukuthi le ncwadi lena, is it available on audio? And if there's a link, can I please get the link maybe ukuthi ngikwazi ukuyidownload if it's there on soft copy? And then as well, kune gap lana when ama authors babhala incwadi. I think they don't have umphakathi wabantu abangaboni as such on their minds, and we'd also love to have this book. Unompumelelo ngilayiphimvile ezonwane. Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, eish into ebalekile kakhulu le. Athi niyabakhohlwa. Niyabakhohlwa. Uthola ukuthi nabo bayathanda. Unompumelelo naye akaboni nebabu Ntobeko.
Yes, yes.
Akaboni usisinompumelelo, but umuntu nje ukuthi uyathanda ukuthi afunde. So, wake wayicabanga leyo ukuthi nenze wenze i-audio.
Mandimbonge usisinompumelelo ngombuzo wakhe. It's very important and critical. Ndicabangile sisibahle, I'm in the process of doing the audiobook.
Oh, wonderful.
Currently my book is on Amazon. If it's only e-book, you can get the hard copy from me.
Okay.
Because I had to remove it from Ama bookshops.
Oh.
Yes, but the usisinompumelelo, I will leave my numbers. So that is a communicator. I'm in a process of working on the audiobook. She will definitely be my first person to get that book. I think I will even give it her for free because she raised it.
Wow. Nompumelelo, uyeza sisi. Yeah, uyabona wena uqala a new season on a good note. Ngokuthola isipho. Babunantobeko uthola uNtobeko utholakala kuphi?
Uyangithola ku Facebook na LinkedIn igama uAnthony Peter, and then ngizonikeza inumber yam, it's 066.
Ithi ngiyibhale nabo lapha ekhaya uphethe pen mzalwane, uma ke uthanda ukuthi nawe uzothola ubuhlakani kule ncwadi njoba esho ukuthi iyatholakala. Ithini
my number is 066 007.
Asiqale futhi.
066 007 006 9 06 6906. Yes.
Yeah, ngithi abanye abekho fast phela, kumele siwabize very slow. Yeah, babhale 066 007.
Yes.
6906.
Yes, it's right.
Social media, we are tholakala kuwo wonke ama
Facebook and LinkedIn, Anthony Peter. Yes, my email address also if you come on am go Anthony ka ANTHONY. Peter.
Yeah.
1010@gmail.com. Yes, it's right.
Babu Ntobeko, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi uzoshare nathi lobu buhlakani, ngoba kubalekile impela njoba usho ukuthi iphutha liyenzekile ukuthi from emakhaya singatholi imfundiso about ama finances, and then nasekoleni uma ungenzi abo accounting and namanye ama subject ukuthi kusho ukuthi nawe awutholi ithuba lokuthi ufunde ngama finances. So siyabonga ngeincwadi eifana nalezi. Ithole mzalwane ukuze nawe uzoqala ukuthi ukwazi ukuapply ama habits aright, ukwazi ukuba ne attitude aright, and then ukhulume nento ebalekile ukuthi ngezinye ikhathi uNkulunkulu siyamkhipha kuma finances wethu. That one is very, very important.
Okay, thanks so much. Let me quickly, just a second, give them ama chapters akule ncwadi. It's early causes of financial bondage, different causes of debt trap, your finances and marriage, finances on married couples and their children, your finances in regard to your relatives and friends, starting a business due to financial pressures, your finances and your religion, customary beliefs, witchcraft and your finances. God loves you and he will never forsake you. Road to recovery from financial slavery. Those are my chapters, Siswahle.
I content ngalapho. Yes. Wow, thank you so much Babu Ntobeko. uNkulunkulu akubusise, and then uqhubeke ubhale nezinye incwadi. Incwadi yakho yokuqala le?
Yes, incwadi yami yokuqala. I'm busy with my second book, and I'm currently busy with a biography of one of our actors, our labantu baguma production.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I must also take this opportunity ndikubulele sisibahle. We really need this kind of platforms whereby we share our experiences, not only to share it, but also to learn from it and let other people banga winje ngathi asifuni kwenzeke njalo. Not everybody ufanele if mina ngwile nikwazile uphakama, not everybody will be like myself abanye uzothatha intambo azixhome. So we are here to help them so that we show them don't go there. You uzolimala. That's why we are here as authors.
Bless you.
Yes.
Singenile manje esigabeni sokugcina njengoba selishayile elesine ihora 6 after 4 o'clock. Kulesi sigaba sizoqhubeka ngenye discussion kanye no Bishop Eric Khoza. Uzosixoxela nje ngohambo lwakhe and nangempilo yakhe entsha kuKristu. Lingasuka iphondo lihlale ku AM 657. Sihlabelela la nonqube kombatha uFuture uSicelo Moya bathi serve only Jesus.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.